We ready?
Yeah.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades, more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, proud
like an art tour.
I'm taking out any money fucking sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I'll tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm Rufio's and Grizzio's Gemini Jackson, somewhere in the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly. Oh, my God.
I'm horny.
And a resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Up, dudes.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
Let's get restarted in here.
Do the math. Did Don Henley make the Ataris more than the Ataris made the Ataris on Spotify?
That was a good question Gemini Jackson came up with.
Didn't we talk about this off mic extensively?
Yeah. Right after we recorded the previous episode, we spoke about it, but we didn't actually do the math. Okay.
This is something Gemini Jackson did good at. A little bit of.
Gotta do the math.
So, what was the first stream if we did the math?
It was like 4 cents.
So, I guess we can explain this. So, basically, the Ataris, most people know the Ataris because they covered a Don Henley song. One of the best songs ever made, I think.
Really?
The Boys of Summer.
Really?
I love that song by Don Henley, and I kind of like the Ataris version, too.
It's a good song.
Is it better?
No. Don Henley's better than the Ataris
version. For sure.
All combined?
What do you mean?
Even Kidnap. Like, if you combine Chris Knapp plus Kidnap, Don Henley's still better.
Who's Kidnap?
Oh my God.
The drummer of the Ataris at that time.
He called himself Kidnap?
Yeah. It's pretty good, right?
It's not bad.
I just got that. Honestly, I just got that.
His last name was K-N-A-P-P.
Oh, they were their brothers?
No.
No, they were
what
both
about Chris?
Named Chris.
Oh, Chris. Oh, Chris Knapp called himself Kidnap.
No.
Did I say
the
rap?
The drummer called himself Kid.
Yeah, but his name was Chris. Okay. Chris Knapp.
They're both
K-N-A-P-P.
Named Chris. There couldn't be two Chris's in the band.
Yeah, so he had to go by Kid.
He could be called Snap. Chris Knapp.
Uh-oh. No, he couldn't.
Snap.
Why would he change his last name like that?
No, his nickname would be Snap.
What's a kid Snap?
No.
Anyways.
It's not the kid part's no longer there
okay,
anymore.
Okay, so we were talking about the Ataris and how, you know, they probably aren't making that much money. And the money that they are making is from that one song that Don Henley at least owns half of.
Yeah.
Or is getting at least half of the royalties on.
Yeah.
So is Don Henley making more money? The total of money that the Ataris is making on their catalog, is Don Henley making more on that one song
than the Ataris are making? Like, than Chris
on their
Rowe.
Catalog.
Yeah.
Than Chris Rowe is making. Is Don Henley making more off of this than Chris Rowe?
Yeah.
I said yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought the question was, are the Ataris making more off of the Chris Henley song than they are making on the whole rest of their catalog?
No, the answer is yes. The answer is absolutely yes.
That's kind of the same question.
No, but it's different. So we know that...
I think I have the phrase. It's the Ataris are making the most money off of this one song.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they're making the most money off of this particular song, there's another guy out there that's making way more money than they are on that song. No.
Than all of their catalog.
If you weighted just that one song. Just
no, don't even worry about one song. The entire money stream that the Ataris brings in.
Yeah.
Don Henley gets a bigger portion of that than Chris Rowe does.
Oh, yep.
Right.
Because most of it's coming for
Their
Boys
number
of
one
summer.
Stream is Boys of Summer, and it's like 100 times as much or 10 times as much as the next one.
Isn't it crazy to have your bag so... inextricably, is that the word?
Yeah.
Linked to Don Henley. Like, you're always just you're always kind of like huffing and puffing about how much money Don's getting and I'm not.
Yeah.
You're just like, okay, here's I guess we'll write Don another fucking check.
Right?
I wish I could keep this money.
I don't think it even goes to Chris Rowe.
It doesn't.
He doesn't distribute the
BMI
funds, dude.
Does it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trust does it.
It'd be funnier if it did. Like, he had to sit there and write a check.
Yeah.
Or he has to call up Don every time. He goes, okay, Don... Here, take all the fucking money.
The wire transfer's in. I just wanted to confirm.
It's summer again.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Don, it's summer again.
Yeah. All the moody recovering emos have been listening to our songs all summer.
Or maybe he doesn't, and maybe Don Henley has to get on the phone.
Hey, Chris.
And be like,
check's a little late, Chris.
Do you want me to audit you again, Chris?
Don, check's in the mail, Don. Check's
and
in
my
the mail.
Called you three times, left three
Listen,
voicemails.
Chris, you know what happened to Kidnap, right?
Yeah. Dude, try to bring up the Eagles around whatever his name is.
Chris Rowe.
He goes, don't even fucking talk to me.
Eagles are vultures.
Which is crazy, Chris, because he wrote the song. You would never have that. You wouldn't have.
You wouldn't even
house.
Tasted
hey,
success.
Let me throw a fun
if it
fact.
Wasn't dripping from if it wasn't dripping off of Don Henley's balls, you wouldn't even tasted
exactly.
success.
Let me throw a fun
even
fact
change
about
it that
Boys
much,
of Summer
Chris.
By the Ataris.
What about it?
It's called Same an, song. It's called an accidental second single.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't meant to be a single.
It was just like a fun thing.
The label was like, oh, they covered Boys of Summer. Let's put it on the radio.
I mean, oh, this is way better than all of their other songs combined.
Yeah.
Times 10.
Yeah. I'm willing to bet Chris Rowe didn't want that to happen at all.
No, absolutely not. But I mean,
but you know, bands
you,
cover
no,
all
look,
the time,
look, look,
right?
You take that, though, don't you?
Yeah, because that's
because
the most
sure.
money he's ever made.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If your sales are $1 million and you
but
get a percentage of it.
How about as an artist, though, man? Just to be known for a cover?
I think over time that fades.
Yeah.
Yeah, when
especially
the checks
with
keep
the
on
money.
Coming. Yeah, right.
Checks keep coming to Don Henley.
But if I want to listen to Boys of Summer, I put on Don Henley version.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Who's putting on the Ataris version?
A lot of people.
Radio.
Me.
Oh, wow. It's the same fucking version. It's the same fucking version. Except he said
it's
Black
like
Flag.
Slightly, oh, yeah,
exactly
he says Black
the
Flag.
Same.
Instead of
I hate that!
There's slightly Deadhead. More, there's slightly more yeah. distortion. There's less atmospheric sounds, which pisses me off.
Meow, 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 meow.
There's I like that 80s reverb, dude. Nobody in the world. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he do that? Do they do that in the Ataris version too?
They probably do, but it doesn't have like as much.
As much
presence.
Sauce on it.
Yeah.
Fuck, I love that song. Not the Ataris version. I like that version, but I don't love it.
Right. I mean, that's just a feel-good song, right? It just feels like summer.
I don't know, it kind of
in like Americana.
It kind of like I get a pang. I get a pang in my heart when I listen to it. But
it's
also
a feel-good
song. Feels good, but it's also like it's like bittersweet.
It's nostalgia.
Yeah.
In a can.
Fuck.
Don Henley should cover.
Here in this diary, I write you pictures of my story.
Or San Dimas high school football rules.
It was yeah. the best I ever had.
Choruses
and
if...
sing-alongs and not a spoken feeling.
I wish you had a Don Henley impression to do, though.
Yeah.
I thought that was a Don Henley impression.
No, that's Chris.
That's Chris. That's Chris covering his own right. song.
Yeah. Did you guys have a compliment about his comb-over? Like, he had that comb-over emo bang?
Yeah, he had the, from the back, he had... The emo bangs from the back.
Yeah.
A true flop.
He should put out an entire album of Ataris cover songs and also make more money off of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Kind of like what Johnny Cash did with Hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yes,
I don't know if he made more money than
but that's,
Trent.
That's
Trent
an example
did.
of a cover that improved upon the original.
Yeah. It wasn't just the same.
I mean, fuck that shit.
I'll tell you, ongoing royalty-wise, I might give it to Cash.
Hey. He's dead.
But he has an estate taking the money still.
Yeah, you forget about the estate.
Yeah,
dude.
But it's the same equation, right? You think Trent Reznor gave up 100% of his royalties?
No,
absolutely
not.
He's making
not.
Percentage.
Hammered?
Hammered. But Trent Reznor's not making a bigger percentage of Johnny Cash's
so we're going,
estate than Johnny
we're doing
Cash's
some
estate.
Ratio
is.
Here.
Why's it got to be a ratio
yeah.
thing?
Ataris to Don Henley is to Trent to Cash.
It is not.
Do you think
no,
Ataris is getting
Trent,
way more screwed?
Well, no, because
it's
Trent
a minuscule
making
amount.
A lot of money on other things.
The no.
Is that's not the
I
point?
Mean,
the
point
is,
like, Johnny Cash isn't giving more of his money to Trent Reznor than he's keeping.
Right.
Right.
Chris Rowe's giving
shit.
More of his money to Don Henley
and
than
you know
he's
why?
Keeping.
It's right. because Johnny Cash is a better musician and songwriter than Chris Rowe is.
Then, oh, yeah.
So that's really kind of the thing. No offense.
There's
burrito.
A respect level there.
No offense, Burrito.
Dude, the Ataris were a pivotal band for me. So, I mean,
yeah, I
they do have a special place in my heart, but I can't say they're better than Johnny Cash.
Where were you at? Welcome to the Night.
What the
Chris
fuck is
needed
that?
You.
Is that like after the
So Long a Story?
Dude,
no one
there's, dude, even So Long a Story was it. Even So Long a Story was over.
Gay, dude.
So Long a Story was over until they released Boys of Summer.
Right. I go, this album sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it doesn't. This Don Henley song rules.
Yeah. No, because you did listen to the album and you heard that song in the album. You're like, I can't believe they fucking covered the Don Henley song. And then it hits the radio waves and caught on catches
on
fire.
That song on the radio that helps.
It's a song. Yeah. It's like a great song, great written song.
As long as you don't fuck it up, it's fine.
In this diary, I think ages pretty well, though.
Not
I
as
do
good
like
as
that
Boys
song.
Of Summer.
No.
Being grown up.
Not even
is it as grown as growing
never
up?
Mind.
These are the best days of our lives.
The only thing that matters is following your heart. Okay, I
take
it back.
The only thing that matters is just following your heart.
Remember the stop part? Where
yeah,
we're
yeah dude.
That.
This is definitely the stop part. What's the next line? Because the next line is ultra stop.
Oh, hold on a second. Only thing that matters is following your heart. Get it right.
Yeah.
I swear we'll get it right.
Yeah, something like
get
that.
Taurus
fanboy.
Right. Get it right.
Oh, shit.
No!
Big
yeah.
And you anyways, have the Eagles that. Are better than the Ataris.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Cool. I hate to
break
it to people.
If I had to go to a deserted island with either the Eagles or the Ataris.
I go with the Ataris. I'm sorry. I'm going with the Ataris.
Fuck the Eagles in that one.
There's not enough Eagles.
Now, the Eagles' greatest hits versus the Ataris' greatest hits.
There's no
I think
Ataris
the Eagles is
hits,
better.
But
there's a lot of better songs.
Yeah.
But because I have such a relationship with the Ataris, it's more fun.
Yeah.
It's like
growing
nostalgia.
They left Margaritaville
as
the greatest hits.
Margaritaville's a different dude.
I'm trying to get him.
Oh, he knows.
Anyways, what's your beer song for the Ataris?
Yeah, Burrito. What's your Ataris beer
Let's
song?
Let's name some fucking beer songs.
Oh,
what's
man.
Your favorite
I'm
Atari
so long
song?
The story. It's,
no, no,
it's
no,
the
no.
One
any.
We don't want to talk about So Long
the
Story.
I like the one. Oh man, what is that? I'm really bad at song names, but it's the one where it's the last one.
You have to sing it. Remember our agreement.
I don't remember the
sing Burrito. Sing Monkey.
Is it on the Broken Hearts next whatever exits?
No, it's So Long Astoria one.
Really?
Really?
We will not know what that is.
You know what song I fucking hate?
A lot of them. There's a lot.
Yeah, there's
hate.
A lot. But there's that one that has like drums. You know what I mean?
Drums.
It has like
the one that's like ding 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 ding.
No. With the No. It has like some goofy drums and like it sounds like it has cowbell and like or like ride.
Damn.
What's it? Is it on Blue Skies Broken Hearts?
Nah, maybe.
So long as
it might be on Blue Skies because they only had three albums, right?
Three main ones, I would say. Or I don't know. Maybe
what was
like
it before
five?
Blue Skies.
It was Look Forward to Failure.
Oh shit! Dude.
That would be my EP recommendation when we get to it. I'd call it an Ataris EP. You could hear the early version.
Your boyfriend
Demas.
Sucks.
Was
that
I got
any good?
Another one.
Yeah, that one sucks.
Yeah.
You're better off without him.
Don't like
call him. He's breaking your heart.
I like it.
Maybe it's good. Maybe
he's
it's okay.
Hanging with your best friend.
I'm waiting there. It's tearing me apart.
And I'm still here.
Waiting here.
To catch you when you fall.
I don't
Sam,
know
dude.
Why
so much
I care at all. When I shouldn't care at all.
If she don't reach over and lift up that button,
like,
all you see is the tip of the iceberg.
All you see is the tip of the iceberg.
You dumber fast.
Yeah.
Is there like a
there's a sample.
Of course.
From Goodfellas?
Yeah, it's Goodfellas.
Oh my god, dude.
Dude, that's like the shit.
I love
that. That's so simpy.
All you see is tip of the iceberg.
Man, when I was fucking
that's just like a,
when I was 14 years old, dude, there is nothing better than that.
Yeah, because you're just like, Hey, Jessica. Dump him.
One day I'm going to have a podcast
I want
no one listens to.
Jessica, I want his runoff.
And it was cool to be.
You're better off without him.
I've seen Goodfellas.
All right, Burrito.
Samples from Goodfellas. I've seen Goodfellas.
I didn't know that.
I'd never seen Goodfellas.
I didn't see that at that point, no.
It's actually a really good movie.
No,
absolutely.
I love that movie.
But I hadn't seen it.
Oh, right.
All right, Burrito.
I don't know.
What's that beer song?
What? Yeah,
you've
your Ataris
beer
song. Just give us a title.
I know there's one that I
or
like, but
it.
I can't remember. It's been a long time.
What was the last Ataris song that you heard that you can remember?
From the sky. Yeah. Watch
that's
the
acoustic song on Blue Skies.
Yeah.
And there's actually like a... Yeah, they kept that one acoustic on that version, but I look forward to Failure. They did the whole like full band version.
I thought it was pretty good.
I gotta re-listen to this album.
That has some chunk.
Yeah. Broken Promise Ring is what he's called.
I think what's cool about it is like he's a lefty. Yeah. So, like,
I think
the guitar
anywhere
sounds
but
a little
here.
Different.
I think I have that one.
It's like very overdrive.
The cover
but
looks different than
down.
What I have.
I bought this album at Sam Goody in Parkdale Mall.
Fuck! Before they shot him up.
Maybe it is.
Ooh.
He's calling it out.
Yeah.
Brian McFly. He was a school shooter when he was younger.
Shit.
Is Angry Nerd Rock pretty good?
Oh, no, I might hate that song. That might be the song I hate.
I got to hear.
That might. No, that's not that one. This is not bad.
That's a cool, some good like songs harmonics in there with like.
Yeah.
Right here. Well,
it's not
this
bad.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like that.
Oh, because it did a left and right, and I think it's only coming out of his left. Wow. We're just nerding out. This is our angry nerd rock.
It's not bad.
I like that.
Let's do the math real quick. So it's 0.035 cents. Rounded off to four if you needed to.
Yeah. 40% of a cent.
Yeah. Like it's going to take X number to get to a dollar. Like 250.
Like three. 300 to get to a dollar.
Yeah. 300.
So here's the quick numbers. Is a Boys of Summer. Wait, that's a Don Henley version.
Don't call him.
He's breaking your
heart. That's so lame.
Boys of Summer, covered by the Ataris on So Long Astoria on Spotify, is currently at 128,494,503.
Hummer 28. Hummer 30 million?
Really?
Say 130.
Yeah. And the next one's 13.
I know.
Six, do you hear that,
Burrito?
3.5.
Mm-hmm. On Spotify.
These are Spotify stats.
The Ataris' Boys of Summer is like 130 million. And then the next most played song by the Ataris.
In this diary.
Is 13 million.
Isn't that rough? That's
a pretty big chasm, dude.
Followed by San Dimas at 6.
Wow.
6.3.
Anyways.
But doing the math on like. That 0.004 cents.
Don Henley
would say he's
Don Lemon.
Yeah, he's taken half, right?
Yeah, of the 128 right. million.
Yeah, and then you do the rest of the math. Like, here's the other half for the Ataris plus.
Oh.
Well, Chris Rowe doesn't get that much money off of that. You know what I mean? Like, a percentage goes to the record label.
Yeah.
A percentage goes to the other members.
So we're saying trickle down to the.
Yeah, trickle down to Chris Rowe. Yeah. He makes less than Don Henley.
Okay, let me try to say this in a different way. So Don Henley's half. Of Boys of Summer,
yes,
is more than the Ataris make on their the rest of their entire product.
Okay. No, including Boys of Summer.
How?
Because
they're
because
both making...
he takes half, right?
Yeah.
The other half goes to the Ataris,
right?
But like the record label gets a cut,
the distribution
gets a cut.
That's
like,
wild.
The legal team, the manager,
everything gets a cut until it gets down to the people who are the Ataris. But the estate of Don Henley just takes
a
chunk.
Don Henley's half is more than the Ataris make on everything.
Yeah,
his half of that one point, song,
and like then specifically station. More than Chris Rowe, if you wanted to like
of
just
course.
Like
of course,
yeah.
That's why you gotta start your own label.
That's why you can't share songwriting credits with your bros.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta be a maniacal asshole.
This is like your fucking bullet point, dude.
It is.
If you ever start a band again, you're not gonna share writing credits, even though it still won't be successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the principle.
Did I stutter?
Of it, dude.
Yeah.
It's
if
also
you brought,
just like they're
brought,
not doing shit, dude.
If you brought words to the table, then you know what? Your name's on the song.
Yeah, I won't let you bring words to the table because
hey,
I don't like your words.
We're writing the music together, guys.
No. Your words suck.
Big red.
I always felt like when they shared writing credits, it just meant writing the whole song, like the music included.
There's different.
Yeah, I know.
There's songwriting credits.
Yeah, I know.
Or there's like lyrics, right?
Yeah.
Is there a division of labor there?
I would think so.
I think
you can have like
money,
a songwriter.
Yeah.
That does the words for you.
Right.
I think you still have to come up with an agreement on your own because it's really just like who owns the recording and who owns the song. And then you're responsible for dividing up the percentage of how much you own the song. Because you can like write a song and own nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can get butt fucked.
Or you could have written Happy Birthday.
And then sold it to Warner Brothers.
Is that the guesstimation unknown, number two?
Happy birthday.
No, you're going to get his fucking flag, dude.
Yeah, man, they're probably more litigious than the Ataris are.
Yeah, less than Disney.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, guesstimation unknown, number two.
Numero dos.
Right, and this is just more of like a number guessing, just shot in the dark.
You do.
There's one pencil factory left in the U.S.
Okay.
How many pencils do they manufacture annually?
How many pencils?
Yeah.
Annually.
Like, annually.
Like, is it number two pencils?
I think they're just pencils.
No, you put number two. Mostly.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Mostly, oh.
That's a joke.
Oh, just pencils in general?
Oh, that's fun. So
it's a pencil factory.
A billion.
They make pencils.
Oh. For the listeners, he wrote this down as guesstimation unknown number two. So it was like the second guesstimation that we did.
Right.
And it's also
it's
a pencil.
About pencils.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Appreciate it.
A billion.
Gemini Jackson says 1 billion pencils annually in the last pencil factory in the U.S.
Anally, dude.
Anally. Shit.
They will fit most anuses.
You got any other numbers?
You ever go to the subreddit Burrito? Butt Sharpie?
Shit.
Man. Is it what I think it is?
Yeah.
The what butt Sharpie?
Subreddit.
Shit.
r/
It's like chicks like
putting
seeing
Sharpies
how
in
many.
Their butts? Oh, how many? Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Sometimes it's just one.
Is it always chicks?
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
I'll go with 80 million.
Good guess, bro.
I'm going to go 500 million.
500? That's such a widespread of guesses.
Well, yeah. Well, he went with a billion.
I,
and
I high-watered it, dude.
Yeah. Well, Burrito was closest, but went a little bit over.
Wow.
It's kind of a low number. It was 72 million.
Wow.
It's probably down since the 60s.
Well, I mean, it's probably in China where all the fucking pencils are being made.
Gemini Jackson for the win!
How many are being imported
from China?
A billion!
Keep going.
Wow, see? 2 billion.
No, it's not specifically China. We'll just say elsewhere, like outside the U.S.
2 billion.
Keep going.
See?
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
The global pencil market is a $10 trillion industry.
Shit. Imagine being in that
10 billion.
That's too high. It's 3.7.
Okay.
Still a lot of pencils. I just wanted to get on pencils, man. Who the fuck's still using pencils like that many? Like a year.
I use maybe one pencil
for
3 years.
You just keep it at a desk and use it when you need to.
I only use it when I go golfing, dude. This little tiny pencils.
See, that's
where
they're
at. Vintage bowling alley.
Or at church, because if you're filling out the offering thing,
they
want it in little pencils.
They should get it in pen.
Yeah, they should.
Because the priest is
oh my god,
you are over allocated, dude. You are over allocated on your fucking pencil quota.
Just held up a bunch of pencils.
Oh, you know what it is? It's from pencil fighting.
Shit, you got Pentex, dog?
It's from pencil fighting, dude.
Is that your pencil fighting?
Oh, shit.
Oh, you're a real ass artist, huh?
That doesn't count. Shit.
Some kind of real ass artist, huh? Is that for
nudes?
Pencil fighting?
Are you drawing nudes?
I want to talk about pencil fighting.
Nerd. Oh, wow.
This is from a trivia.
Oh, yeah, everybody knows who that is.
I've done it once.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's fine.
This one's field notes. It came with the.
Damn, you actually do take notes. The Wes Anderson box set.
I don't know why I have these. I don't.
You're
but
kind
I've
of a
had
pencil
them forever,
guy.
For a
I
long
think,
time.
But I think scientists have pencils more than other people.
Yeah, Spot Man.
Yeah, he does all his shit digitally.
I use pens, honestly.
Mm. Yeah, same.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Or mechanical pencils, like that's. What
Although
I have.
When we were doing our paper and pencil testing, we did go through a lot of pencils. Filling in answer sheets.
That makes sense.
Pencil
I don't like writing with pencils, you know, because it's like
smudgy.
I'm in a notebook. No, it's like the imprinting.
Indentation.
Yeah.
Indentation.
And it gets smeared or like it's not as clear. There's no fidelity.
No, right. Pencils suck, dude.
Yeah.
Usually it's not dark enough.
There's
and
no
I can't
commitment.
See it.
It's not dark. Contrast.
Are
you
hating on pencils right now,
yeah,
guys?
Fuck pencils.
Fuck the 3.7 billion pencils that we import per year.
Yeah, send them back to China. Let them stick them
and elsewhere.
Ass.
What a crazy fraction for the U.S. to only be making that much of their own pencils because they're that expensive.
That's something that I would guess
you outsource that immediately.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Like, what can we outsource? I don't know. First, how about pencils?
No,
and
but
then
just
the follow up question is who even uses pencils?
That's what I'm saying.
And you're like, there's 3.7. There's like a need for 3.8 billion pencils.
Right.
And you're like, wait, what word?
Are they that disposable?
There's burritos
like,
out there
around.
That have four pencils on them at any time.
And you won't
well,
that
it's
by
because
the
like
the new
pencil fighting league just launched this year.
The Pentec Championship.
Pentec Championship.
I don't think I ever did that.
Oh, it's called the Pentec Invitational.
The Pentec Invitational, bro.
Shit, the Pentec back.
Pencil fighting back on
back
the map, baby.
It
never left.
Yeah.
It's a Slam City official sport.
Yeah, for real.
Every year we try to get into the Olympics.
Yeah.
And then the Olympic Committee reminds us it only happens every 4 years.
Oh, man.
But every 2 years, lesser known, the POC tournament we do.
Oh, shit.
Oh, the Slam City Slammer Fest.
Oh, shit. The Slammer Invitational.
Oh, the Slammer City?
Yeah, the Slammer City.
No!
It's called Slammer City Invitational.
Let's start with the Pentek Invitational.
Yeah, let's fucking scale it back.
I think I could turn.
I bet you can make Pogs happen
again. Pencil sales will go through the fucking roof.
They're already through the roof.
No, domestically.
Domestic, dude. Yeah. Look, we're fucking trying to put jobs. We're trying to put jobs back into America.
Guys, why are these 72 million
pencils?
You're
gonna be so mad.
You can't mark it up. You can't mark up pencils, dude. You can mark up the Pogs. It's fucking cardboard.
Nah, man, Pogs are worthless, dog.
Yeah, they're not if you make them worth something. If you make them worth something.
Hey, Breeder, Slammer's out of gold.
You kind of look like you have a pompadour right now. I like it.
Do I?
Boop beat up, boop da bleed up, doot up, bop bop da da do.
Doesn't he look like he got a pomp?
Yeah, it kind of has. It looks like he got a pomp.
Hell yeah, but you fucking Chris Caraba right
can
now?
Can you speak Elvish?
The Pentek Invitational.
That's a deep cut, dude. Two Elvish, yeah.
Two Elvish cut.
Oh, wow. Looking good, dude.
All right, so what'd you guys think about the pencil numbers?
It seems like an absurdly high amount until you consider pencil fighting.
I'll tell you what, dude. In terms of that guesstimation unknown, it left me a little cold. I'll be honest with you, dude.
Wow.
Guys suck. I enjoy the pencils.
You know, like all those little tiny pencils that you have at like the...
At the golf courses and stuff.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, you're talking about like how America's going to dominate this shit, but then fucking Japan comes in with zebra pencils?
Fuck.
Get out of here, dude.
With Pentek?
Shit, dude.
Speaking of shitting.
Fuck, marry, kill. The most basic DC Universe bitches.
No, they're all Batman's world.
Even if you took all the DC bitches that they made ranked them.
Wonder Woman's not even on here.
She's not top three.
These are all villains.
These are all top three bad bitches in the DC Universe.
I don't think so.
Oh my God, dude. If you took a poll.
We just have to take a poll of one.
Ask everybody. Name the top three bad bitches in the DC Universe.
Yeah, this is what it would
First
be.
Of all, you they'd be so? Like, what the fuck is DC?
Yeah.
Because Gotham City
And then
Sirens
you're like,
right here.
Detective Comics. And you're like, they're like, that doesn't help.
Gotham City Cunts.
You
right
ever
here.
Heard Some of Action are... Comics number one? They're like, no, what in the fuck? Superman, bitch.
Yeah.
Superman.
Batman.
All right, so I got mine.
All right,
fuck,
Brian.
Mary, kill, Catwoman, Poison Ivy, Harley Quinn. I'm fucking Harley because you know she got that crazy pussy.
Yeah.
Show.
All right, and then I am marrying Catwoman because while she is a freak, I think once she takes the cat suit off, she's a housewife.
Oh, she's a house kitty cat.
Yeah, she's a house cat, and then she's an outside cat when she puts the suit on. Poison Ivy is, I'm going to kill her because it's Uma Thurman, and I think she's overrated as a hot woman.
Seems like you're typecasting the character Poison Ivy.
Yeah,
make,
but that's
make
my
your
answer.
Dick itchy.
That's your vision.
What if Poison Ivy was Amaranth?
Shit. I bet she's already done
it. I hate her. I would kill her as well.
Shit, she'd be on the K.
Uh-huh.
She's like, she's lying to my boys out there, dude.
She's using her bath water to water her plants.
Nice, dude. Nice.
But Poison Ivy will be stuck on the K regardless then.
Yeah, regardless.
The Cade?
The K. She's in the K hole. She keel. Burrito, yours is really the only opinion that matters.
Right.
I've always been really confused about this game.
Okay.
It's in the name.
It's in the name. The premise is in the name.
So fuck being fuck one time.
Like coitus.
Mary.
Okay. That's what I mean. Like,
oh, okay, I see
so
what you're saying.
Fuck one time and
stipulation.
And
Mary.
Never again.
Yeah.
Right? We need a robot.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Mary is.
You keep
is
them around.
Or is keeper. There not?
I mean, there's probably
depends.
Fucking,
there's
but I mean, it's a marriage.
Fucking committed fucking.
You have to at least consummate it, I would assume. So
and
at least one time. But you're keeping her around.
And there's dry spells, you know, when y'all have a kid.
Mostly.
You know, you might not fuck as much.
Right. Mm, it's all loose and shit.
Got it. Okay. And then kill is just a kill. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I get it.
And you can't fuck her before you kill her either, which
you
is which
after.
Is which sucks.
You
it can't all
like
be
that.
The same person.
Yeah.
You sick son of a bitch.
I fucked her. I married her.
I married her first,
okay,
and then on our wedding night, I kill fucked her.
Kill fuck.
No, it's fuck Mary kill.
Kill fuck.
My burrito.
My initial gut reaction was to marry Catwoman because like
we're
Brian,
solid on that one.
She's probably the most normal one.
Yeah. Domesticated.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
But I think I like Ivy a little bit more.
I told you he was going to go Poison Ivy.
For K?
No, Mary.
Shit.
No, my initial gut reaction was Mary, Catwoman.
Okay, what's your nut reaction, though?
Yeah, what's the F? What was F?
Yeah, Ivy.
What? And then kill Harley. Poison Ivy. Kill Harley.
Yeah, dude. With that ass, too?
Yeah.
You're going to kill her with that ass.
Thinking about it.
Okay.
She's going to have that ass, you're going to kill her.
Okay.
I think I'm going to switch it because
yeah.
Ivy and Harley are in a romantic relationship. So I guess I'll just kill Catwoman, marry Ivy, and then Harley will just be around.
Sometimes. I see. He's grabbing a twofer. So he's fucking Harley one time, but he's marrying Poison Ivy and killing Catwoman. Yeah. Because Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn are already fucking, so he thinks he can just jump in at any given time.
Yeah.
He found the loophole. And he said, and it only cost him one Catwoman.
That's crazy, though. You gotta live with Poison Ivy, dude.
Yeah. Itchy dick.
Yeah, man.
I think she'd be cool.
No.
She's a scientist. They got a lot in common. Dad
ass. I like the version on the Harley cartoon.
Oh, yeah?
I think I could get along with her.
Isn't she like an activist, too? Oh, man.
Yeah.
A little bit,
that's
yeah.
why I'm so glad I killed her.
Yeah. She's over here trying to spill oil on paintings.
I can't fucking have an activist in my own home.
Yeah. Well, she's a cracktivist.
She doesn't shave her armpits.
She just like...
does crack?
No. She shows her ass crack on cam for the good causes.
I don't know.
Yeah. Still not great. So she's a whore?
It helps.
Is she a whore?
And she's green. It's got to be the green version. Yeah. Just let you know.
I agree.
Are either of you, you got anything to add to this?
Not really. Burrito has the best answer.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
Yeah.
I want to try my best.
It's cool. We appreciate the participation.
Thank you.
I mean, would you trade one Catwoman for two?
To double up on these two broads?
Yeah.
Well, I think Catwoman. You can only double up once, which is still worth it, I think.
Right.
You can only don't break their union.
You can
union.
Only fuck Harley Quinn once with Poison Ivy. So you will get one threesome.
But then maybe you won't, Poison Ivy won't even fuck you again after that. It's a loveless marriage.
That's right. And Catwoman, I keep thinking of that cutie. What's her fucking name? Kravitz?
Zoe?
Is that her?
Yeah.
That's Catwoman.
The one? She's the Catwoman in the newest movie.
I keep thinking about her, and I love her, so I gotta marry her, man.
Yeah. You hear that? Zoe Kravitz? We hear you're looking for a man. Brian McFly is a calling.
We also hear your dad has a fat cock.
Sure.
To call in to say true or false.
And your mom's got a fat box. True or false? Lisa Bonet. I'm Bonet for sure.
Eric America!
He's Eskimo Brothers with Brian McFly!
Eric, it's been like a year since you've been on the show.
I mean, I've been growing through things.
You've been growing?
Growing through things.
Are you still in prison? Weren't you in prison last time
we
talked to
you? I'm a truck driver now.
Oh, really?
Believe that. All the free speech you could ever want!
The free speech?
Free speech and free speed!
Hey,
I gotta stay awake out here.
Eric, I wanted to ask you, and don't take this the wrong way.
No.
You ever do the road toads, the lot lizards?
None of them road toads. I leave them to you, McFly. The dudes to you, McFly.
Eric, come
no,
on.
No, road toads. I don't know what you heard. Because it's false.
All right.
Not lizards only. Two at a time. Eric's got the hunger.
You ever catch?
Eric's got the itch.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Did you ever catch something from that?
Profit, of course.
Are road toads the dudes?
Yeah, that's the male version of the lot lizard.
That's the male version.
I had no idea.
That's what they call them out here.
Well, we made it up. But.
Yeah, you fucking go in the shower, you bump them up, bump on them up again. Right, and then they just wample stomp your cump down the fucking drain.
They wample stomp your cum down the drain?
Yes.
What kind of cottage cheese is coming out of your dick?
No, because
Eric?
It's mixed with this shit.
It's just thick.
That makes sense. That makes a lot
gooey.
Of sense.
Gooey.
They got no bowel control.
Slimy.
These road toads.
Damn.
Little loosen the stools.
What? Wow. Well, hey, Eric, I appreciate you stopping by. I mean, you can stay, dude.
No, I'm on the road. I shouldn't be talking on the phone anyway.
Wow, what a trip.
What
dude.
A treat.
Down memory lane, dude.
He puts the Eric in America.
Erica. Eric America.
Yeah, he puts the Eric in America.
What about Erica America?
That bitch.
that
bitch.
Dumb broad.
That dumb bitch.
Hey, I'm Erica America.
Is she freckly?
No.
I used to be a lot lizard, but Eric married me.
No relation.
What's the next?
Off
the next
top,
thing?
Name an EP that you would recommend to a fan with similar music tastes.
Fuck, dude. It's been a while
you're
since
you're going back in time. Yeah.
Yeah.
An extended play.
Right.
Three tracks or more. Man.
Yeah. But oh, not shit. Enough to make a full length.
3 to 7
Ooh.
Tracks.
Speaking of Ataris, I mean, I did have an EP. They had an EP that I had.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Look Forward to Failure, right?
Oh, I
think that's what
first
it was called.
One.
Damn. I made a couple EPs back in my day.
Yeah, but would you give that to anybody?
Recommend McFly.
No, dude. If I found out someone had it, I'd steal it from them.
Yeah? You don't even have any copies? I'm sure.
Is there any good Bright Eyes EPs?
No, he's always been long-winded. And so even from the very beginning goes, I got 17 songs in me. I don't need to do an EP.
Yeah.
Burrito, you know what? Can you answer this? You're more of an EP kind of guy.
Yeah, probably whatever the Tsunami Bomb EP was. I think it's called Not Forever, maybe. Yeah, probably that one.
Would you consider Alchemy Index a collection of EPs?
No.
No.
You'd call them albums? I don't know. Yeah. They're enough that you separate them by elements. Each one.
Well, the whole thing is one album.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
Just
consisting
four
of four EPs.
Yeah.
There was a first... I wouldn't recommend this to anyone.
We're just calling out EPs right now.
No, no. So when Dashboard Confessional...
Oh, yeah.
Went
so Impossible.
When they went went electric... That was a revelation to my little gay ass. So they had like an EP. It might have been the So Impossible EP. You're right.
I don't think there was any electric on that though.
Oh, then maybe I'm thinking of something else. Then there was. They did an electric EP before. They were like kind of feeling it out before they did Vindicated.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know.
Well, I probably recommend. For me, I'm gonna sing the saddest song.
And sit alone,
wonder. How you're making
love.
You
just sit your little sexy ass down.
Where's Brita?
Sorry.
Bitch.
I'd probably recommend samplers.
Oh yeah,
EPs,
Punk-O-Ramas.
Yeah. EPs though, 3. Those are like full.
Punk-O-Rama 3 was pinnacle Punk-O-Rama.
That's not an EP though.
Yeah.
No, but he said he would recommend a sampler platter.
Wow. Maybe a Vagrant Records.
Yeah. Shit, samplers, huh?
Wait, what's the difference from a sample? What's a sampler?
It's the same idea.
What is the Vagrant Record one? Like
it's like something
had the Gas Boy on it
or something.
No, nah, that was Hopeless.
Hopeless Record.
Yeah,
Hopelessly devoted to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of those.
Those were fine.
Those are so good.
Gave those away.
Yeah. And they all had bangers, right? Because it's a very curated list of bands. Yeah. Like, you didn't have to wade through a band's whole shitty catalog to get the one song. Somebody did that for you.
Yeah.
I love those things.
Towards the later volumes, Thrice started showing up on there. They kind of moved
to
away from punk to more kind of hardcore and emo.
Did you guys ever listen to Atticus?
Yeah.
Weren't those basically those like the compilation?
Yeah, there was like two volumes.
Oh yeah,
Dragging the Lake. Yeah, those were fine.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, Vagrant was my favorite of those.
Tom's Friends.
The first time I heard Coheed, it was on a sampler, an Equal Vision sampler.
Shit,
he's got the Equal Vision sampler.
What other stuff's on the Equal Vision sampler?
Save the Day.
The
one that I heard Coheed. No, it wasn't them.
Off that album.
It was Coheed, and there was a band called Rocking Horse Winter.
Rocking Horse Winter.
Yeah.
God.
And there was another band, but I don't remember what it was.
They're all mechanics now.
I don't know if I have that or not. That would be pretty cool if I could find it.
I used to, there was also like a, this is super emo, but Deep Elm Records.
Shit.
Emo Diaries.
I was all about Pop Unknown.
Emo Diaries.
Because they were
local.
You remember them?
I don't know them.
Now the singer's like living in a Round Rock and a family and stuff. Never mind.
Really? We got to get fucking.
Yeah, let's get him on the show.
Deep Elm.
Hey, why not? What was it like being on Deep Elm?
It was cool. It was okay. It was like the best years of my life. Yeah, I know
made
my
like
life
25,000 that year.
Yeah, it was the best year of my life. I got so much coos and now I'm fucking married.
Do construction.
Wait, why do you ask?
Oh my God.
I designed landscapes.
There's a Kung Fu record sampler that I had that's really good.
It's called Kung Fu.
Punk Rock is Your Friend.
Shit, that's a good title.
Kung Fu Records. Oh, Ataris were on Kung
Ataris,
Fu.
Ataris, for sure. Vandals.
I'm sure Fueled by Ramen had a...
For sure,
Kung Fu Records sampler number 6 is the one.
It's sampler Vandals, number 6!
Dancehall Crashers, Audio Karate, Useless ID.
Sounds like you're sucking cock.
The Grapefruit Technique?
He's counting all the dicks he had. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
today.
Lou Begging.
Oh.
Some dick.
Shit, dude.
Can't believe it's not Begging, dude.
That one's got a previously unreleased super deep cut Tsunami Bomb
shit.
Song.
Jesus Christ.
That's the only reason he bought it.
That's the only reason he lives in Slam City South, to be closer to Agent M's ass crack, dude.
Shit.
This is
practically fucking. We're in the same area code.
Dude, I sniff for fucking thought particles in the air sometimes.
Speaking of compact discs that you buy at Hot Topic, this reminds me of Punk Goes Acoustic, which is my dream of like taking something that's harder and making it softer.
Making it accessible to the masses, the church going
multiple
crowd.
Volumes of that shit, like Punk Goes Pop.
Discos
or whatever.
Compactos?
The covers.
Pop Goes Punk.
The covers.
Yeah.
And then just on Newfound Glory, like, you know what? Fuck this. We're just going to do all the
songs. We're going to do a whole EP of nothing but movie soundtrack songs.
And like other songs, what another whole called? Album.
Yeah.
They had like 6 albums of covers.
Pretty well, smart. Yeah. It's
but they
easy.
Did one that was based
crank
on like
out.
Movies, like From Screen to Your Stereo. Is that making
yeah,
any
yeah, yeah.
sense?
They did the Never Ending Story.
Yeah, right.
Never Ending
and
Story.
The Karate Kid song.
Oh, wow.
What was the Karate Kid song?
Maybe Final Countdown.
I feel like I'm making that up.
No, you're right.
I am the man who will fight for your honor. Yeah. Claudio.
I
house.
Think that Hopelessly Devoted to You too had the Walk Like an Egyptian mm-hmm. cover Walk on like it. I can remember who Egyptian. Did it, but.
King Tut.
That's pretty good.
Man, we got. I mean, well, I guess we don't have to do. We can do whatever the fuck we want, but.
Yeah, man. We might just like finish up these and then jump to.
Like, this show news. Doesn't have any other news except for Japanese news now.
Yeah.
That's actually a better fucking format.
I'm fine with it.
Well, while we're talking about pop punk and shit,
yeah.
Blink 182. No, never mind. I don't know what the fuck I'm thinking of. Never mind. Okay. I was going to bring up that South Park story, and for some reason, I confused South Park guys with Blink 182 guys. It doesn't make any
wow,
sense.
Wow, dude, that is not dang. Even close.
I know. I'm.
Wait, Trey Parker and Matt Stone?
We could tie it together. It was like a pop punk soundtrack for basketball.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
Am I
appreciate
that up?
You making
I think Real Big
yeah.
Fish was on that.
Real Big
it's
Fish
a take
was
on me,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
Take on me cover.
Take on me.
But I don't have the story on me. But the South Park guys,
I'll read it off for you.
Bought a place, bought a old restaurant,
Casa Bonita.
Right,
Casa Bonita.
It's like in
Colorado.
Colorado.
Yeah.
And it was like this very kitschy, sort of like themed restaurant.
Uh huh.
It was a Mexican restaurant where there were like divers. There were like swimmers. I don't know how to explain it.
It was all yeah. mermaids, out, like for attractions.
I think there were mermaids too, like swimming yeah. mermaids. It was just like a really kitschy 70s
so
type
thing.
There
was like a big aquarium yeah. inside that place?
I think so. And they yeah. bought it. It's sort of like a joke. It started out as a joke, kind of a bit to buy this thing and refurbish
cause they,
it.
Because they featured it on the show.
See, I don't remember that.
Yeah, Eric Cartman goes there for like his birthday. And then like they bought it because it was going to close down.
Okay.
So right. they bought it. They'd had a connection, but
right.
they bought it because yeah. and it's doing well, I'm sure.
But check this
I'm
out, sure. Gemini.
Yeah, check
Brian's
going
to go into detail about the story.
A little bit, which is that they're going to open up and they are not going to allow tipping.
But, oh, I love it.
But they're going to pay them a living wage.
Wage.
Right.
So I love
like,
it.
It's like, what, 30?
30 bucks an hour.
30 bucks an
wow.
hour?
Wow.
Wait staff.
You cannot tip them.
Yeah.
I love that.
This absolutely.
Colorado,
that's like what you should
30 bucks an hour
do.
To wait tables.
I bet they have the best wait staff.
Oh, I bet.
And it's an amazing experience.
Bonitas.
Yeah. I mean, these guys can do no wrong in my book.
No, seriously.
Around every corner, these guys fucking rule.
Absolutely. They're just fucking around doing what they want when they want, which is yeah. cool. And it's good to see, like, those fun ideas that you just do what you want succeed in life.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see if it succeeds.
Well, I
don't
I mean,
think they're
like,
ever going to
yeah.
make their money back on it, is what
yeah,
they
it's
say.
It's probably a break-even proposition, but yeah. it's like, this is how we're supposed to do things.
That is fun.
If you can demonstrate a model to where
that's true too.
This $30 an hour for restaurants and it's sustainable and it's still making the 5-10% margins that a typical restaurant would make because it has better service and you charge a little bit more, but people are willing to pay it because it's this experience.
And I don't have to do this stupid dance with your business where I'm paying for your fucking people.
Shit. Yeah. And like, I don't have to suffer the slings and arrows for not tipping at all.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
Which is fine by me, actually. I'm going to kind of miss that.
Yeah. The arrows fuel you.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Your hate fuels me.
I've learned to punch zero many times.
What was it? Your boos don't fade me. Fade me because I know it makes you applaud.
Oh, okay. Wow. I thought you said booze.
Are you quoting?
Like B-O-O-Z.
Oh, no.
So I'd be confused. But shout out Matt Stone and Trey Parker. You're a couple of real ones.
Couple
getting
real
tipping.
Changing the waves of how business is done.
Speaking of how business is done, postage, comma, paper checks. What the fuck?
You
want to just wrap up DXQ and then jump to the Nippon news?
We can.
All right.
Did we want to do no tipping, understanding in a plane crash, or Diane Sawyer?
Oh, man. Let's just do that. Let's just keep going.
Which one do you want?
How's
Which one
later
you want?
Time? You got to pick one? Yeah, we can just carry it over.
Understanding in a plane crash.
I like understanding in a plane crash.
Yeah, let's go with
we
that.
We already
one.
Did no tipping, though. That yeah. was it right there.
Understanding in a plane crash.
Understanding in a crash.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that a...
well, so pre-show we were talking about how Travis Barker was in a plane crash.
Do you remember this?
Oh.
What was that, 2007?
I don't remember that.
15
oh,
years
no,
ago.
I think I do. I think I do remember that.
15
yeah.
years ago he was in a plane crash.
Yeah.
And survived a yeah. plane crash.
Yeah.
How would you feel if you survived a plane crash, Burrito? For the rest of your life?
Pretty good, I guess.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty good.
Yeah. All right.
Would you fly again?
It's glass half full.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, what are the odds of it happening again?
Yeah. I can't imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. See, not Burrito's again. Got that success mindset, dude.
Wow, dude.
He wouldn't let this plane crash dictate his life.
I don't know how I would feel. I think it would. I was telling Arthur and Jim and I before the show that I would feel like, oh, I should have. What was it?
I should have died that
day. I should have died. I mean, the odds were that I would have died.
Right.
So I should have died. And you were telling me that Travis Barker probably walked out going, fuck, dude, I can't die, dude. I can't be stopped. I just survived. I'm meant to be here.
I'm meant to be here.
I go, oh my God, this is a cruel and random universe. And for some reason, I'm still alive and whatever.
Uh-huh. And Travis Barker brushed off the flames and said, I'm going to go fuck a Kardashian exactly. and leave it in.
Exactly.
Did anyone else die in that plane crash?
Yeah. Pilots. Like four people died. He and his buddy DJ AM survived.
But the two pilots died, which I think is fair.
Yeah.
I mean, if I get in a plane crash, I hope the pilots die and I live because it's their fucking fault.
They shouldn't have better safety than I do anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I do wish that I could wear a parachute every flight.
Every time you fly?
Yeah, just in case.
That's unpractical.
Dude, actually, I've sort of had a panic attack at a dermatologist's office that was on like the 45th floor of a building because I was just sitting there like looking out the window just thinking about if something happens to this building, I'm fucked.
Damn.
So I'd like to have a parachute for those moments
at the dermatologist?
Yeah, just think of like the jumper from 9/11 had a parachute, dude.
Do they have parachutes for bug out bags?
Dude, nothing that's going to work.
You don't think so?
It's probably just bullshit and you can't sue them anyway because you're dead.
Damn.
It's a novelty item.
Don't
novelty
about
items.
Your estate.
Novelty items.
It's the same parachute that's on those little plastic aliens you throw off your
army men.
Yeah, the army men, yeah.
Yeah.
Understanding in the plane crash. So the idea here was that what percentage of people die as a result of, like, in a plane crash?
Oh, yeah.
What are the odds that you're going to die?
Oh. I said 99.5%
yeah,
of people.
I bet it's probably pretty high.
Yeah, versus stage 4 cancer. Which one's higher?
Now, the context is, you know, Mark Hoppus got cancer and survived it, and Travis Barker got in a plane crash and survived it, and I was saying it's much cooler to survive you get more, it's more badass
and
to survive an airplane.
Wait, so did the third guy survive being
haunted by aliens?
Abducted by aliens?
Yeah.
No, he's still struggling with
that.
Actually, maybe he did get abducted by aliens.
And he got
Let's
probed?
Factor that in.
Yep.
Shit.
Right? Whose trauma is the most badass?
Well, Travis isn't letting it get him down. Tom was very affected by the aliens, obviously. He couldn't fucking shut the fuck up about it.
He had to open up a whole camera.
Well, Mark, the thing is that the aliens fucked him so good. He wanted to get back
so
to
he
that.
Was, I see.
Saying the cancer aliens?
So he was
no,
Tom. He was butt drunk.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Butt drunk
chug
love.
Butt chug love.
But Mark was just pretty like reasonable about the cancer.
Yeah. He just a day at a time.
He goes, well, you know, what can you do?
He started streaming.
Yeah. Covering his own
as
songs.
As one does.
Playing along to his own songs.
I say 99.5. Did you find the answer?
I did.
99.5 times out of 100, you're going to die.
Shit, that's a high one.
So here's the numbers, but this is from the fucking, like, the feds
British.
Or whatever.
Oh.
I love that.
Government reports.
I love that. This is what the government wants
you
to know.
I love that kind of talk.
The only numbers you can find is that 95% of people who
get in a plane crash
are involved in a plane accident survive.
I'd like to know what plane accident
all
means.
All but 5% die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not the fucking shit that gets like out of the sky and hits the ground.
Right, that's like 100.
They're not
right.
extrapolating that fucking
it's like
information.
Stuff that happens on the runway.
A dude gets sucked up by the motor and they got to switch planes. That's a plane accident.
Yeah.
Ooh, that happened.
I know.
Recently,
he did it on purpose. It was suicide.
It was suicide.
Ah, don't.
They probably,
that.
You know what? Jump they probably in. Didn't even have to change the planes.
Yeah, because right? it chopped them up.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it bent a fin.
Also, maybe just out of respect, they got a different plane.
You know, it'd be insane if they didn't.
They go, look. Honestly,
no,
it's
hey,
like,
you
like,
guys want to get through on time?
No, this is like, this is your captain speaking. Oh, we could switch planes. That would cause an additional about 4-hour delay.
Yeah.
Or we can get going now in maybe 15
Let's
minutes.
Let's fucking go, pilot.
Let's go!
Let's go! We taking him to Cancun!
to be honest, folks, it's like a blender, and it does chop up everything, even the bones.
This is the co-pilot speaking. I want to put my tender hard in a blender. Watch it spin around to your beautiful and perfect
Overcome! horrified.
Fuck that guy.
Rendezvous. Yeah, Eve 6, fuck you, you fucking cuck.
No, fuck the co-pilot for bringing it up at this time.
Eve 6 when
at this
went
time.
In these trying times.
Yeah, 95%, that's not right.
Yeah.
I want to believe that, though. I want to believe there's a 5%
chance. That's why they fucking conflate
bullshit.
The numbers like
fucking
that.
Fucking government.
The feds.
Hey, man, come after me, fucking feds. I fucking hate you guys.
You are yeah. Smelly pirate hooker.
Brian.
Yeah. Brian, we found this on your hard drive.
Oh, fuck. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I shouldn't have fucked with you.
Yeah, sorry, feds.
They be planting shit, dude.
Yeah, they
so
be
what
planting.
You're saying is I probably don't need to have my seatbelt on when I'm flying.
You should, because there's turbulence and you could hit your head.
Oh, yeah. That would be a shitty way to die. Yeah.
That, is a plane accident.
Yeah.
Maybe. He's listening to the No Seatbelt song while he does that.
What's that?
A brand new song.
Oh, yeah.
How's it go?
No seatbelts!
Oh.
I don't remember that.
I'm just making that up.
Okay. I do know that song. That's on the your favorite weapon.
It is. Okay. Yeah, it might be. That's Jaws theme swimming.
I know it is. That's a good song.
Jesse Lacey, come on the show, dude.
No.
Come on the show, dude.
Clear your name.
Yeah, clear, dude.
Clear your fucking name. Was she 18?
She wasn't.
She just turned.
All right, dude.
That's too hard.
Jesse.
Make it easier for him.
All right, dude. Jesse, you couldn't wait 2 days. 17364 sucks, dude.
70 times 7. Do the math.
What's that?
Huh? That's funny. 70 times 7.
That's what a song.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just like, what is that?
490.
490. Yeah, dude. She was 490, dude.
Was she an anime character with a 7-year-old body but a 400-year-old heart?
Hey, man. It's,
you're just jealous because we're young and in love.
You're just jealous because we're young and in love.
Jesse, only one of you is young.
We're.
I'm young at heart.
The royal we. Her royal we.
We
encompasses me, too. Obviously.
But seriously, come on the show,
hooker.
Jesse Lacey.
That's Brian.
All right, did we want to talk about Diane Sawyer or the last time you were bored, or you want to go to Burrito's Nippon News? Let's go across the pond, baby.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Bubba Gap serves you everything. Then the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much-earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Bubba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Bubba Gets.
I'm Bubba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
Not all night, not all night.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese record player dealer. Despite not being Japanese and only moderately interested in hi-fi specs and gear, and way more into which swirly vinyl cover he needs to track down next, so grab your favorite dynamic phono cart and the best imaging and soundstage, because these headlines are ready for their needle drop. This is Burrito's Nippon News.
Segment within a segment.
Hey, can you say one word for me, for J-Mark? Just say cover.
Cover?
I mean color.
Color. What did I do?
I said cover.
Oh.
So are you going to go color? You're just going to go in?
Said it.
Yes. Yeah, which much. Swirly vinyl color he?
That's there fine. You go. That's yeah. Good.
Get it, Joe Mark.
It'll be seamless. Trust me.
Yeah.
Actually, Joe Mark, will you drop this in? Color.
Comment. Okay. Give him one, Burrito.
I gotta sell those record players, but when they're all done, you can give them a nice funeral. There's a millennium-old Japanese temple is offering funeral services for broken record player needles.
Is this a funeral for a friend?
There's a music temple that you can send your broken record player needles into. Buddhist and Shinto shrines, right?
Just the needles?
Just the broken needles.
They just sharpen them back up and give them to the heroin addicts?
No.
So they can play their own.
No, they have a little prayer and they send them off. I mean,
Did they have
life
to begin
to
with?
The great beyond, man.
All right, wow, that's cool.
How do they do that? Do they just throw them in the trash for you?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Do they melt them?
Does this cost money?
No, it doesn't.
Wow,
it costs something.
They got nothing better to do these.
Donations accepted.
Yeah, probably. It says, since 2020, the temple has been holding a once-a-year record player needle memorial service.
Okay, once
in which a priest blesses the no-longer-usable equipment, giving it a more dignified send-off than simply chucking it into a trash can.
Yeah.
Needles need dignity. The Slam City temple does that, too. So send us your needles.
Yeah, send us your damn needles. Yeah,
send us your fucking Hep C needles.
Mm-hmm. And a donation.
Yeah, exactly. A mandatory donation.
Yeah, we got a shops container over here.
It says biohazard.
It says Slam City Temple on it.
It says Slam City Temple biohazard. Put it in that, and they give me your $5.
Yeah, it's just my ass with the biohazard thing on it, like a sticker on it.
And it's not even a sticker. I just was really into that band in the 90s.
Yeah, so just shove your
shove your needle in my asshole. Underneath my biohazard lower back tent.
Put it in
my bad goyle.
Put it in my shops container. Put your pokey thing in my shops container.
Wow.
Speaking of getting rid of things, apartments with no bath or shower are rising in popularity among young Tokyoites.
Wow. I need at least a place to shit. Shower, I can do without.
Are we talking like dorm situation?
I would just go get a gym membership.
This is because of like poverty, right?
I think because of
probably
space.
Or urban condensed urban
studios environments. Have to be even smaller.
So is it like there's a community shower down the hall? Is that the thing?
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Not
at least in
down
the building.
The hall. There
Which
are
sucks,
still quite a few places that have
bathhouses.
Bathing
get jerked off.
Bathhouses.
Yeah.
Table showers.
Onsens.
Hey, is that similar to the American ones where you can go get jerked off by a fellow?
A fellow? Because it's definitely not a lady.
I'm not sure. No. But you can save a lot on your rent. So
yeah, I'm sure you can for not having a fucking bathroom.
I got to have a place to shit, dude.
Is there any prices in the store?
Downtown Tokyo, $245 US a month.
Okay, maybe.
Wait, what?
But no shower?
I would do it to save money, for sure.
Like, if there's a toilet.
A month?
If there's a toilet,
yeah,
like, I can do
it. Yeah, there's a toilet. There's
that
a
seems
bathroom.
Extremely
cheap. There's no shower or a bath.
Perfect. I don't give a shit.
You don't enjoy a shower?
Exactly.
Not particularly.
No, you can go take one if you need one at the gym.
I can just go take one at the gym. And then I'm at the gym. Now I can work out because I'm already here.
Right. Gym, yeah.
Or you work out,
I mean,
then
I've lived, you know, I've lived in a car and showered at a gym for a long time, so.
Yeah, you're used to it.
I'm used to this kind of life.
Imagine, like, not having to, like, being able to shit just in your common space, but then every now and then, like once a week, you have to go shower.
Well, and it wouldn't make me go to the gym.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Based on how much you want to shower.
Right.
Wow. Dude, I was in good shape when I was living in my car and showering at the
gym. Yeah, because you're already there.
Yeah.
I might as well get a couple reps
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. I got
to
fucking
the opportunity cost is so low. Let's go lift some iron and go to Brawlhalla, baby.
And pray.
Brawlhalla?
Brawlhalla.
That's P-R-E-Y.
With a lowercase R. Yeah.
Which letter is lowercase, Burrito?
Oh, yeah.
For what?
PrEP, the HIV medication.
No, you don't have to tell him what it is. He should just know.
Yeah, do you know about PrEP? I think we've asked you this before.
Which letter is lowercase?
Is it the first letter?
Nope.
I love your answer!
It's not.
No?
It's the R.
You're just giving them the answers now.
But he was just going to guess, the second one, the third one?
Everything else is capital.
Yeah.
Does this mean,
I think the R is the one that makes the least sense.
Maybe because PR means something and then EP is something else.
In the community?
Yeah, like maybe PR is
promiscuous
like...
execution plan. That's what it stands for. Promiscuous execution plan.
Take a prep.
Promiscuous execution plan.
Penis retardation.
No, then why is it lowercase R?
It's one word.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It's deprioritized.
I gotcha.
It retards the AIDS.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of cutting things out.
Speaking of sickle cell.
Sickle wielding attacker.
It's not contagious, dude. It's not communicable, man. My wife gave my kid a sickle cell. Maybe.
I'm sorry. Say it again. What's the headline?
Sickle wielding attacker safely fended off by victim's umbrella.
Punk, bitch.
The umbrella is mightier than the sickle, apparently.
Wow.
So
sickle
there's
juice.
Sickle on this.
58-year-old office worker was walking along a street near his home, and a man holding a sickle with a 16-centimeter, 6-inch blade attacked him out of the blue.
Well, you got more range with an umbrella.
Yep.
You know, and then you can do cool umbrella tricks to confuse the attacker.
Mm-hmm.
He took 10 swings at the man with the sickle.
Wow.
But each one was deftly blocked by the umbrella, and the victim managed to emerge unharmed.
You think he felt like a fucking badass?
Probably.
So the guy just gave up after six slashes?
He's tired.
I guess so. Well, okay, so this guy,
sickling all
the
day.
Attacker, was a 65-year-old attacker. He admitted to the charges against him.
Of course he did. God damn it, these people.
The two
people.
Men had no prior relationship, and police are currently looking into what motivated him to carry out.
What is this? Suicide by cop. Did they do that there?
No. Cops don't got guns there.
They're not taking me alive then, dude.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah, it's going to be really hard.
Dude, on everybody involved, it's going to be a goddamn task.
Just kill me, goddammit! That would only work in Japan, where they just go, yes, I have dishonored myself and my family and this country. Please take me under arrest.
And then they disembowel themselves with their umbrella.
Harikari?
Yeah.
You could just. Are they interchangeable?
What?
Seppuku and harikari?
Yeah.
They are different.
They're similar?
Yeah.
The concept is similar.
One is doing it yourself, all by yourself, and the other one is you cut yourself open, but then someone else also
cuts your head.
Will cut
oh,
your head.
Oh, that's yeah. sick, dude.
You gotta have a bro.
Oh, fuck, yeah. That's sick. I wanna go that
it
way.
It is usually a friend.
Giant, oh my yeah. god, dude.
Yeah.
It's
isn't
a friend.
That, isn't that rule? Isn't that how you wanna go?
Have my buddy cut my head off?
No, you disembowel yourself,
ask.
And yeah. then your bro chops your goddamn
hey,
head
man,
off.
Hey, can you finish this?
That fucking rules, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty badass, but you have to, like, do some dishonorable shit to get there.
Yeah, but that's the fun part.
What's an example
yeah. What
of dishonorable shit?
Well, there's a lot of bad
like
things
samurai
you can think of.
Rape. Samurai's
rape.
Wife. Oh, okay.
Rape.
On a massive scale, because the Japanese are pretty, like,
not paying taxes.
Laissez-faire with the amount of rape that's acceptable.
We're talking about real rape.
Stealing.
Yeah. We're not talking about Chinese rape, okay?
Yeah, back in the time.
Because if
yeah,
we were talking
yeah.
about Chinese rape, then a lot of these motherfuckers got answers to fucking come to Jesus with. Let me see your paper, Jesus said.
Yeah, well,
my
that was,
God.
It doesn't count in
He's
war.
He's like, okay, Chinese rape.
There's an okay. asterisk on okay. each one of these.
Okay. It checks out. Hey, yeah. checks out.
Yeah. But, you know, they shouldn't be admitting to their crimes, though. This sickle
well,
wielder.
I mean, the Japanese that raped the Chinese didn't admit to shit, so...
That's pretty cool.
You know, follow
They
your...
should return to form, then.
Yeah, exactly.
They still do not.
They do not. Yeah.
Or, well,
or the
Korean.
Yeah, the comfort yeah. women.
They're not
yeah.
doing land acknowledgements over there?
Nope.
Hell yeah.
Not even, like, yeah. property yeah. acknowledgements if women were property.
Yeah.
Dude, Japan sounds pretty cool, dude.
They're pretty based.
I think
dude.
I like honor cultures, because that's kind of where I'm from.
They still have fax machines. Very honor culture.
Very nothing more honorable than a
good old facsimile.
machine.
That was Burrito's Nippon News, wasn't it?
I believe it was.
Okay.
Subsequently, the show. Nice job, guys.
Hey, if you're wielding a sickle on the streets, perhaps come my... Wait. No. Yeah, yeah. Come my way. I'll take that sickle out of your hands and I'll stick it up your old ass.
Wow. He'll sickle it up your ass.
Sickle it?
Stickle it up his ass.
I'm a sickler.
Stickler for details. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Good job, everybody.
I think I'm going to go to a new doctor.
Yeah, this one sucks.
Closer.
He's going to tell you just to eat less pussy.
No.
Dude, it's like that Rugrats episode where...
Sorry, baby, I got a prescription. I got my script.
Can't eat it.
I got my scripts. He said, less eating pussy.
Yeah, hey.
You don't eat it anyway, yeah. You ain't shit, motherfucker. Yeah, but now I got to even eat less, bitch.
Doctor said.
Read him and
Doctor's orders. Yeah, read him and leave. Doctor's orders, baby.
Yeah, she... Yeah. But she's like, I got these coupons that you gave me for Christmas that were for one pussy eating.
A single lingus.
You didn't give me flowers this year, you just gave me this.
Yeah.
She's giving me this pussy
it
eating.
It looked
coupon.
Like you wrote them in the car. No, baby, I wrote them at my desk at work. I was thinking about what I could get you all day.
They were out of flowers.
Out of flowers everywhere. I checked everywhere. Walgreens. Target. Bullshit, you went to Target? They got flowers? I'll go there right now. Nah, baby, they must have restocked them shits. When I went, they were dry. Not a flower in the goddamn store. Must have been everybody's birthday today.
Shit. Eric America!
Yeah.
So anyways, that's probably what it was, Burrito. This is me been munching too much.
It was the box munching, dude. You got a pube stuck in your gums and it was like a site for infection and spread throughout your gums, dude. Just a single sharp pube.
God.
Yeah, it just weaseled its way all the way.
Like all the way.
A millimeter long, so you can't even get to it.
Uh-huh. You don't even feel it, but it's like the irritating infection has grown your gums, around it. Dude.
Shit.
It makes sense to me. I'm like, not a doctor.
Your doctor so sucks like, if he can't figure that out.
Yeah, man. If he didn't do an x-ray for a pube, if he put, yeah. pulled the pube x-ray machine out.
He needed to
it's
do
like
a CT
little
scan.
Wand.
Yeah, it's like a fucking, what's that shit called? Sonogram?
Metal detector?
Sonogram?
Sonicare?
No. I was talking about like the metal detectors from when you're going through.
Yeah. 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 Pube.
I would love a little stick that told me where pubes were.
It would just be constantly beeping, dude. There's a background level of pubic hair anywhere you are. There is definitely a percentage of pubic
hair. It's like that radiation detector that's crackly.
The Geiger counter's always going up because there's always radiation. You would just hear that because there's always...
The guy hair counter.
The guy hair counter.
No!
Yeah, dude. We've reached the pinnacle. Listen, we fucking climbed this mountain all hour long.
Can we get a release form to say that we can start this with you talking about your teeth and then we can include this in the episode?
Yeah, the guy hair counter. Jesus Christ.
This is the best brunch end ever.
Jesus. So you're getting a new doctor, huh?
Yeah, probably.
That's good.
Yeah, the other one is too far into town. I don't want to drive that far in the morning.
All doctors are the same.
Others will just cheat on you.
Dr. Feelgood. There's also doctors that do malpractice more often than the other ones, but can you do?
Sometimes they give you scripts for opioids.
This one's in a Walgreens. Or no.
So you know they're good. Is this Village Healthcare?
I think it's called?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't forget the scan your rewards card.
Yeah, man.
Put in your phone number, dude, on the way out.
12 times you get a free prostate exam, dude.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!